Your Zain in Ksuvos by the Rosh Hashiva continued in Yeshiva University, Chav Zain El Hitav Shem Mem Vav, October 1st, 1986, on Wednesday continued.
Holding on the Sakhar, says that the get should be how she mitzvahs alam. How is she mitzvahs alam? And the Chayt said, the get is not how, so she's not a sheesh. So melee. So when she gets married, she's not a sheesh, when she gets married, then so is. In such a case, so here it's not that because of Dushan. At the very outset, at the time of the Dushan. But it's of course Dushan Mafreya years later, retroactive. Then we had another case in the morning. But the other case in the morning meeting is not the common heaven. This case of the get out nine with the times and sign the illness, so it is according to everybody, according to the first version in the Gemara. But all the Rishonim appeared Paskin except one Rishon, the real Rishon. The Paskin like the first version. So the first version holds that ain't time is beginning, even though the right say yesh time is beginning. But the Chachamim and the Sakhi, that ain't time is beginning. So that's the Allah. There in the morning, written by Chachamim Gimel mentions that in connection with Rav Shimon ben Amria, not in connection with Rebbe. Now, there is a loche that if somebody comes to Shliach to give a get to his wife, so the Baal, before the Shliach fulfills the Shliches, is able to be involved in the Shliches. He finds the Shliach and he tells him, listen, I appointed you as a Shliach to give a get to the Isha. I am abrogating the Shliches. I don't want you to deliver to the Isha. So then the Shliach cannot deliver to the Isha, and the Meiresh, she's not gracious, even if he does, so she's not gracious because he has Mivatel. The Shliach has also Dibur, Mivatel Dibur. So Rabbi Gamliel was Misakin at Hakone that one should not be able to Mivatel, to be Mivatel the Shliach of the Shliach. Except in the presence of the Shliach. Except in the presence of the Shliach. But in the absence of the Shliach, so then he's not allowed to be about the Shliach. Why not? Because if the Baal may be in a position to be at liberty to know to abrogate the Shliach, even in the absence of the Shliach will not know about it. And he appointed the Shliach and told him that he sent him the Shliach was going from Europe to America. And he told him to deliver the get to his wife in America. And then he was Mivatel. He was Mivatel with Mibeskin, the Shliachas. But the Shliach doesn't know, he'll arrive in America and he'll deliver to the Isha. And then the Isha will not know that her husband was Mivatel Shliachas. She'll think that she's allowed to get married and she'll even get the head out from her home because why should they anticipate this bitlash shlichas, so then she'll get married from the Kimanzeh, and there is another takole, I mean, because there are sometimes misagne and so on. So because of that, Gamliel was misake, that the Baal is not allowed to mivatel the shlichas of the shliach, shaloi b'fnei ha-shliach. Shaloi b'fnei ha-shliach. So, Now, so the mission says like this: Hashalei agatul yishli v'idiyah v'shliach v'shisholach achal shliach v'omori get shiros atir v'bot v'ahari z'bot kibin yisho yishli v'sholach atzlo shliach v'yom alo get shisholach lo bot v'ahari z'bot v'im shiki agatul yodo shum yoch nevatlei lo vishino yisembez v'mokim acham nevatlei kiskin anam l'azokin shlo yeitzin kim kritikin ayo. So before Amgam Nil Sakone, it was customary for the Baal to make a Bezdin, and in the presence of the Bezdin, so to be Mevatel HaShliachas. That was customary. And now there's a Machlekes in the Gemara. What does Hisa Bezdin mean? Does it mean a Bezdin of two or a Bezdin of three? So there's a Machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rafshishis. Itma b'fnei Tamu v'Batlei, Abnachman Oma b'fnei Beis, Rafshishis Oma b'fnei Gimel. Then, Tikkun Eilom, so Gamliel is misakei, that he cannot be mevatel, even b'fnei Best, but only b'fnei Ashlich. Shelo Yeisim came with Tikkun Eilom. So then the Gemara says, what's the Tikkun Eilom? What's the Tikkun Eilom? Mind the Kailom, a Dechanon, the Akonis Mamzerim, the Shlotti Shamam, the Akonis Agunis, the Dechanon, the Akonis Mamzerim, some of the Krat Nachman, the Oma Bifnishnai. So before the Takonis from Gamliel, he had to move battle only in the presence of two. In the presence of two, there is no call. So many times when the husband was with Batel, in the presence of two, so no call started to circulate. So the Ishe might not even take notice of that beetle. So Menele, she will get married, will be three less, we call it, Vili Shame, Vili Yade, Vili Ninsele. And she'll have children, and will be Mamzeye, Vika Mamzeye, Vili Shlofi Shom, Vili Hakone Sambunis, Sobel Vili Krav Sheishes, Yoma, Vili Megimu, Vili Tloti, Vili Kole, Vili Shome, Vili Yode, Vili Ninsele. So on the contrary, so she will not get married, and Vitakamis Agunetz would be. So that's why he was misakin, that he should only be mivatel with Nishliach. So if Nishliach, so the Shliach, so there won't be any problems, because once he reaches the Shliach will not deliver the get to the Isha, so there won't be any disappointment and frustration, and there won't be any mechshev. Tom Rabban. So Amnamil is misake, that he's not allowed to be mevatel in the presence of three, in the presence of ten, in the presence of 100 or 1,000 Jews, only in the presence of the Shliach. Suppose he was either under Takone, is it effective or it's not effective? So Mivutl, Divrei Rebbe. So David, the Bitu is Chal. So that means if it was Mevatel the Shliches, not in the absence of the Shliach, so the Bitu is Chal, so the get is no get, and she is not allowed to get married. Kapshin Gamila in there, Ein Yochir, Ein Mevatel, Ein Lehisit Al Noe, she came back here with the Yochir. So Kapshin Gamila says in there that the Bitu is ineffective. So that means that she can get married. So I ask the same question, if neither I say the beetle is a beetle, so she can't get married. So how can the Chachamim be misake that the beetle is no beetle and she can get married? They are not here. In effect, Nishishish Laon, Umi can even rise but with him, Shemaki, Albert, and Yofi, Shagin, Nishishish Laon, so the Mora says, hey, call him Kaddish, Adi, Rabon, Kaddi, Yakin, Rabon, Dishmeh. אמר רבינו רבא שתינה לקודם בקספה, כל יהודי עם האי פרנימה, שביו רבונו גלוסי גלוסיס. So here, it's again a case of שבו רבונו ועוד חכון מפקיע לדושן, but it's analogous to the case in Suvas. In other words, they are not מפקיע לדושן at the time of the דושן, of the act of דושן, the very outset. But years later, if he, 20 years later, he gave a get and he appointed the Shliach, he executed the get and he appointed the Shliach, and then he was mevatelin, not in the presence of the Shliach. So the Chachonim were mafkia the Dush in the event of such a contingency. Okay, so we'll leave it here. Now, so tomorrow we'll discuss all the Yomim of Hakina Abon Dushmei, and then we'll go over the tasteless of Fikid Amra Oma Abodah Dechimim in Bibi, and you have to look up this. The sugya in Shorze, Harezik Tich Leisim Chilize, and then the Pinofo Baili Kishenocho, Sheniget, Harezik Hiti, in Loyemid Chilize, the Rabbi's Mashkanochosh, so Harezigit, so Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seife, so Gimora says, Shoch Mitar Mitavre, Misha Shonazu, the Shonazu, so that means it's two different Tanoi, the Tanoi who says the Reisha, that any get, so we will say any get in the Sefer, and the Tana who says Harezi get in the Sefer, we will say Harezi get in the Reish, but you look at the Rambam passages like Brish and like Brish. So we go over that Tesis, the Sugya of Akhtim Adon Bishmanei, and that Tesis, and Gemore, in Gittin, and Arez Gittin, and Arez Gittin, and Arez Gittin, of the Gemore in Rodasta that we test, where somebody forced the woman to celebrate something, to give her consent to marriage. So then even though on the highest level, the Kedushin is chal, should be chal, because Agavim is a gona unache, like to you, Zavi, but who officially gave there, so the Chachonim decided to not kill the Kedushin. Another case where the Chachonim decided to not kill the Kedushin, at the very outset, at the time of the Kedushin, is mentioned in the Yivonis of the Feud, where Ketanah was married only the Imo, usually the Rabbanon, and then when she became the Deiro, so the husband took her to Chukah in order to confirm the Dushin into Dushin the Raisa. So as she was standing with the husband, Tamil Chukah, so another person grabbed her with her consent, grabbed her, and he was the Kalish. So again, in the Raisa, the Dushin of the second one should have. Because to the first husband, she was only Ganesha's and the Abomin, not with the Isaac. Not with the Isaac yet, but who was the Shemgeigen? So the Chachomim decided to not kill him. These are two cases in the Gemara mentions where the Chachomim were not killed and pushing the very out. And then there are three cases where the Gemara mentions that the Chachomim were not killed and pushing not at the very outset, but years later, when he gets his day. So one case is our Gemara in Sudet. And then in Gittin, the Gemara also mentions in connection with Rabshim and Amriya, because from Amriya was the Sake, that the Baal who appointed the Shliach is not allowed to battle the Shliches except in the presence of the Shliach because of Ha'gunes or Amzeres. So the question is, what if he was Mevato? So he did Chalikidi. Is it effective or the Eved or not? So Rebbe says the Eved is effective. Because I told you that I said there is no such prerequisite that he has to be Mevato. He has to be Mevato with the Shlichas in the presence of the Shliadat. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, in King Akia, there is no fair that between. So again, the Gemara has the kashe. How can we say the Bittu is a Bittu, the Get is no Get. So how can the Chachonim be Iker in the Raise? So again, the Gemara says that Akim Rabbonon with Dushim, but there the Gemara says it only in connection with Hafshim Gamliah, who says Gitra is Mivut. Mashiach can come to Rebbe, so Gitra is Mivut. So we don't say Makira of Mivut. And we pass them like Rebbe, not like Hashem Gamliah. But it's not so Persian. Here there is a Machlid of Hashem. The other Hashem, there is one Moshem in Tesis in Gitra that even Rebbe would apply the principle of Akim Rabbanon Bishmei, not in connection with the case where the Baal was the battle with the Shnayim, the Kishleisha, the way it was done prior to the Takonibah and Gamliel. But so then, only the Akim Gamliel said Akim Rabbanon Bishmei, not Rebbe. But suppose he is Mevatel not in the presence of Du, in the presence of Rom, or is Mevatel being the Nat. He's Mevatel in the presence of one. I mean, not in the presence of two. So then, even Rebbe would say that the Bittul, the Eved, is not Bittul. When does Rebbe say Bittul in detail? If he was Mevatel with Mishnai, according to Ramazman, or he was Mevatel with Mishleisha, according to Rachelchis, the way it was done originally, prior to the Akonibah Ramadiyah. But suppose she was mivatel nagutin shleisha according to Rav Sheshet, or nagutin shnayim according to Rav Nachman, so then Rebbe would also be made it. Rebbe would also be made it that bitlein nivut. So there is if bitlein shnayim nagutin shleisha according to Rav Sheshet, or bitlein echot nagutin shnayim according to Rav Nachman, so Rebbe would also be made that bitlein. Why bitlein nivut? So one lashon in cases at the beginning of Hashleach is that the reason as to why even Rebbe would be made that bitlein bifnei shnayim according to Rav Sheshet requires the bezdin of shleisha, bitlein the bezdin of shleisha, or bitlein bifnei echad according to Rav Nachman, who says that bezdin means shnayim. So one lashon tesis is why would Rebbe be made bitlein nevutot? It is between Shnayim and Kondrafeshes, between Echel and Nachman, because it's daily Yom HaShebelev. Even though on the Reiser level, it's not Yom HaShebelev, certainly between Shnayim couldn't be used Yom HaShebelev. And even between Echel is not Yom HaShebelev, because he did give them to his Bittel, I mean, but not between Shnayim. So on the Reiser, it's not Yom HaShebelev. But yes, Kiyah B'chachom, like Dover Nato, B'dover Adin, I will soon discuss that chicken too. B'dover Adin, so it's called B'dover Shabbat. So in Mele, there is a Kiyah of Akira and the Chachomim can treat it as B'dover Shabbat. In Mele, the Beetle is no Beetle, even a little bit. And then, the Ramban says, in Gittin, the Ramban, the Ritvo, says in Gittin, that if it is bitter between Yachot, so then the Raisa, the bitter is not bitter, because of Indova Shadeava Pachas Mishnai. So there is a loche by Tushin in Gittin of the Indova Shadeava Mishnai, not only the Vule, but even the Kimadova, Hamkadish be Yachot, even if they are both made it. The Mekadesh and Mekadeshes, the Baal and the Isha. So it's in Mekadeshes, so we keep Adobo. So the new Ashliches, or the Bitl Ashliches, is also a Chepitz of Dabesh Be'avo, and it requires to aid in Mekim Adobo. So Mele, so the Ramban says, if he'll be Nivatil, be Mishnayim, not be Mishnayisho, even according to Rav Sheshet, who requires a Bezin of Shleisho, even prior to the Takhoni Bayam Gamliel, so that is only the Adon. So the Bittul would be a bit like on the Rebbe. But if he would be Nevati or Bittul Yechot, so then we derive say the Bittul is no Bittul, because of the Alocha of Indosh and the Elbo, Poches Mishnayim, so Mimele, the Bittul is no Bittul with the Raisi. But if he would be Nevati or Bittul Mishnayim, according to Rav Sheshet, that originally Shleisha was required, a bit with Shleisha, but the Eved, the people, isn't. So in other words, this Afkin Rabban Gush made it, ignoring it mentions, I'll leave the Rebbe, whether it is true according to Rebbe also. So according to Sefer Mesheni, it is true according to Rebbe. Because we passed like a Nachman that prior to the Takone by Rav Gamliel that Bittul has to be with Ashliach, so it was only required to make a Bittul with the Bezdin of Shnai. But suppose he made a Bittul not with Shnai, he made a Bittul with the Yachod, so then there is one Washington case there. That the Bittul is no Bittul in the Eved, and on the basis of Afkin Avdashim. So that's another case where the Chachonim applied the concept of Afkin Avdashim in not at the very outset of the time of the Dushim, but years later. Then there is a third case that the Gemara mentions. That That's the Chaim Gimel Amud Aleph. Chaim Gimel Amud Aleph. There is a loch in my matone that if he shriv mera, if he shriv mera, gay matone, and he bequeathed always the hostage to a certain person. And he didn't mention that he's doing it machmas mis. But he was very sick and he was anticipating has to show him there. And he bequeathed always the hosting to a certain person. He didn't mention that he's doing it, machmasness. But he did it while he was a shiva. Then he recovered. Recovered, subhaloche, that he's chiza from matan. Because there is a limit in it. Why did he bequeath all the in the hosting, not just part of the hosting, both the hosting to a certain person? Because he expected to die now. But had he known that he would recover from the sickness, he wouldn't have done it. So in Mele, the matone is ptelum with us. The question is, suppose the shrivnara gives the get to his wife. And he doesn't mention that he's knowing if I die, you should be precious. If I don't die, you shouldn't be there. He just did it right there. But he did it while he was on the verge of death. And then he recovered. So Rabune says, Omar Rabune, the fine days on days, Gitikim Atnose, Mamat Nose, Mamat Rize, Abgitim Mamat Rize. The same one day that applies to Matone, applies to Get. It's obvious that the reason as to why he decided to divorce his wife, because he was sure he would die. But since he recovered, so he didn't want to divorce his wife. So she's not in grace. There's neither eyes. And then the mother says, Rabbi Berode Dachan, give him a dollar. The sixth line from the top. Rabbi Berode is really hot Rabbi. That they say, Rabbi and Berode say, that there is a distinction between Matone and Get. By Matone, if he's shrim, Rabbi Matone, or Rabbi Mechosin, and then recovered, so Chizam Matnosi. So Matone is Taylor. Shaking by Get, even if he recovered, in view of the fact he didn't mention in the Get or the time of the delivery of the Get to the Isha, that it's on tonight that he dies, so she didn't rush us anyway. Why? At all. And at the Reise level, the same undenen that applies to Matone should apply to Get too. So it's the Konas Chacham. We still have the Rabbunei Gzeiro Sheyoyemu Yesh Get Lachamis. Because people see that he's Chayzeya, so they'll say, why is he Chayzeya? because he recovered. But if he didn't recover, so then the get would be a good get. Even if he wouldn't say, Harei Zeditech Me'achsho. So they would say, people would make a mistake, and would say that Yesh Get Lachamis. So because of that, the Chachomim are misakein, that even if he recovered, so he cannot be Chayza. So the Mela people will never make that mistake. We see what Avon Exera Sheyehemu Yesh Get Lachamis. So the Gemara again as the Kashi. Umi Kemidin the Reis Lavigite, Mish Mizera Shavon, Shishis Laome, Eight, called him Kadesh, Adaite, Rabonomi Kadesh. So again, we have here a case, and we pass from like Rabbe and Rabbe, not like Rabbe, that Shchidna Shenosan Getli Yishtei and Viomat Nichoye, so Eile Chayze Mikitei. Even though the Reise is Reise, it's not on the get. But because of Afkino Rabbono and Dushime. So how many cases do we have of Afkino Rabbono and Dushime? The Gemara mentions explicitly Afkino Rabbono and Dushime. So we have altogether five cases. Three cases where the Chachomim and Matkia the Dushime, not at the very outset of the time of the Dushime. But years later, so that's the case in Sudes, our case, that the case in Gittenbach on the Gimel. So there the Gemara mentioned it explicitly in connection with Rav Shimon Gamliel. But the Gemara does not mention it in connection with Rebbe, but there is Shitas HaRishayim, that the same aloha would apply according to Rebbe in the case where he's Mivatil to get the Kriyah. And then the Gemara in Shonze, that I give more in connection with the case of the Shrikmara who did get the Ishtay while he was on the verge of death and then recovered. So Galopi is in Chizeh Megite and she is precious, even though with Raisa she should not be precious, again on the basis of Akin Abram. Then we have two cases where Chachomim Akir and Bush at the very outset. One is in the case of Baska Dachmanches, where he forced the wife to give her consent to the Dushin. So the Rai said, the Dushin should be Chal, because of Agavunzi Gomor Makne, and the Chachomim on the Sake, that was a Shalit Hegen, is not Chal. And then the other case of Abikosaye, in the Gomez Dant Kufiot, where a person was married to a Tan of Dushin de Rabbonon, and then they brought her under the Chuppet, ready to confirm the marriage with the Raise, and then another person came all of a sudden and he grabbed away with her consent and he was Mikadosh. So even though with the Raise, the Dushin by the second one should be Chal because she agreed to be Mukadesh's name, but again, who was a Shalit Hegel? So the Chachomim were Mavkiyah. These are the five cases of Akin Abdash Mudushin name. The Gemara mentions. But there are other cases where the Gemara doesn't mention explicitly, but Rishayim mentioned. But Rishayim mentioned it not that the Rishayim themselves took the liberty to be Makir. The Rishayim themselves didn't take the liberty to be Makir. But some of the Rishayim in certain situations said that this is the Pshat in the Gemara, even though the Gemara doesn't spell it out explicitly. So one case that the Gemara doesn't mention that is on a basis of Akin Agushimei was Mikiyesei in Echad Nemominis in Sanhedrin mentioned. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Mikiyesei Echad Nemifoshes the Echad Nemominis Tichidrish Yochir Midorashba Bechakar Tohetim. They have to investigate any, examine them, and you have to ask them, yay, chow, mokay, and all kinds of questions, rishes, kiles. So that requirement applies not only to the nefoshes, it applies even to the nemoches, in the rice. But the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, that Maimonides does not require to be shechtirel. That's the Amos Chachamim. Kidei shalitino dalis b'filo. In other words, if every time two Indian testify in Bezin, so it would be necessary to take seven Indian, so it would interfere with the readiness to lend money, because many a person would be deterred, would hesitate to lend money to his friend, because he'll be thinking, I'll lend you money, and then I'll try to collect. So then if I have witnesses, so the business will start examining them, and maybe they will not, you know, pass the examination, so I won't be able to collect. So why should I lend you money? What I need all this stuff? So because of that, the Chachamim on Misake, the Mnemonides do not require the Shechter, but on a device level, even the Mnemonides require the Shechter. So the Kiesef, the Mechon Mnemonides, asks a question. The Mishnah says that a get that has no date, has no Zman, is possibly wrong. It means in the rice it's okay. But in the Rabbonim it's possible. Why is it possible? So Rabbi Yechanan says, Shem Yechava was Chesed, Rish Lakish says, Rish Peres. So it's only a Tachanis Chachonu. It's only a Tachanis Chachonu that a get requires man. And because of Shem Yechava was Chesed, because of Peres and so on. Otherwise, get wouldn't require man. But in as much as on a device level, so you need in the moment is required to shech kire, what is get is shtar. So Midrash say every shtar should require to shech kire. And what is to shech kire? Beis Yeilu, Beis Yishor, Beis Yimokin. So Zman, that's one of the points of the shech kire that the Eidim have to mention. So is Agoras Eidim Malpeh, and there is Agoras Eidim Bishtar. So a get that's a shtar gerishin should require zman midraise because of the shoch kire. Alright, so you can say that gittin and gushin do not have the chumre of the nefashes, but they have the chumre that just of the nemonis. But midraise even the nemonis require the shoch kire. So mele every shtar of the nemonis is shtar voy, any shtar mechire requires zman because of the shoch kire. That what is eidim shtar? That's a very big sab. The shtar. So but chachamim on misake. So it's in very often that the nemonis do not require zman. So mele shtar nemonis do not require zman. Do not require zman. So by woman you understand. The Chachamim are Mekiach because of Hefka and Hefka. To be misaking that even though with the Raise, so Shtores requires man, it is Chachamim requires man, but with the Rabbona not because of God the one. But Gitin, not shy to say Hefka and Hefka, so how can the Chachamim be Riker and Raise, and if with the Raise get requires man? That means without man, it's really void. How can the Chachamim say, that even without Zman is not moving boy, but then a later takone because of Shema Yechava Basachrise and because of her. That's the Mechiesus Kashi. So Mechiesus will be the terrace because of Tim Rabbon and Bush. So here we have an example that the Shemi mentioned of Tim Rabbon and Bush in another situation where the Gemara doesn't spell it out, you see. In 5K situations, the Gemara spells out the concept of Hefkino Adoshim Dishmei. But here, we got a Zman by get. The Mukiese says that the reason is why the Gemara in Gittin says that Zman is only required because of a special tonic of Shema Yechava Basachese and appearance, and even that requirement is not. Does not mean, does not imply that he has to put down the Zman, the Zman. He only, if he puts down which year, so he gets it already kosher. That's the halacha. The case mentions that here in Suvis, that the Zman base, But it should be possible that I say because of Rishon Sachias. So the answer is me that I say originally it was possible, even if it had a generous mind. But if you didn't mention the day, then the day, so mainly it is possible with the I say. But the Chachamim or Machiach or Misaki, that it doesn't require a Torah's man of Beit Yael, but because of Kino Abraham Kishmei, but then the Chachamim or Misaki later, that it has to have a general's man because of Shem Yechav Vashachay Seyoche. That's yes.
Why do I want to take away from the prophets as well again in the first place?
So because for the same reason that the Chachamim or Misaki, there is no requirement of Rishon Kivan in Mominus, because it will interfere, you know, with her voice, with weakness and so on. So here too, if Rishon Kivan would be required, so then it will interfere with the convenience of being with Migarishi wife. So there would be many situations where a husband would abandon his wife, and then she wouldn't have a real get. So maybe because of that, the Chachamim won't say. Yes, right.
If it's Mishum Afkinu or Benelai Kedusha, then every time someone gives a get, apart from the Ruth Yelsa, if it's Afkinu, so then it works from Afreya, not Mishmen
Alahabim.
Yeah,
that's right. How can that be? Yeah, Inachanan, so it is like that. It is like that, according to Jesus. But Mukiyeset is the only one who says it. Now the Rambam, there is a time on it, the Rambam mentions that the Echot in Foshes, the Echot in Mormonis, Rishon Kishvachtira and Yeraisen, but Chachamim and Misaki, because of the Tino Dorit and Lom, that the Mormonis do not require the Shvachtira. At the same time, the Rambam mentions that to get without Zman is possible with Rabbanon, because of Shem Yechavah Vasachel say, but if it has a general Zman, even though it doesn't have the specific Zman, it doesn't have the date, it doesn't have the amount, but it has the year or which minute it is, so then it's kosher then. So the question is, but why is it kosher? Because the Rishon Kishvachtira is required by everything. So by Gershon and Gushin, it should also be required. And so why is it kosher? Why is it kosher? Why is it kosher with the Raisa? And then something else I'm trying to say. Because the Rambam says, and that's the more we promise, that one of you know, that only get, if it has no Zman, it's possible to have one. But start pushing. Is kosher even the Rabbanon, even though it has no Zman, only by that there is special upon it. But the question is, what seems to be the right say, everything requires the Mishnah of Kire. So the Mele, the Mishnah should also require Zman because of the Mishnah of Kire. The Mishnah of Kire. So, should also require. So, the Chaim says, very basic Yisot, and that's a basic in general, he says that the Rishon Kishira does not apply to Hagodah Mishtar, because the Rishon Kishira with the Rashba, the Hakarta, is exercised a person in the Kabbalah Siddhas, the best. In other words, when the Hagodah Siddhas is now there before Besdin, so it can, so Besdin has to be recovered. So the Meirah, that's Halach in Kabbalah Seydis, that without examining the witnesses, so it's not Kabbalah Seydis, but it's Kabbalah Seydis. Just two Jews stand before Besdin and they testify, and Besdin not doing anything, not examining, that's no Kabbalah Seydis. Kabbalah Seydis consists in the him testifying and Besdin examining the witnesses and verifying whether it tells the truth or not, so that's Kabbalah Seydis. But without Rishon Kishira, so it's not Kabbalah Seydis. Mashiach Kishira, Hagodah Mishtar, what Halacha is, Shloki says, Edi Machsum Rashtar Nazik Shachar, Yisum Bezdi. So, there is no need for Kabbalah to say yes. They just sign the names. In other words, if it's Nazim Nazim Ishaev, if the Levi tells them to sign Ishtar Al-Toye, or the Mecha tells them to sign Ishtar Jireh, the Nazim tells them to sign Ishtar Matone, or the Baal tells them to sign Niget, so then it's considered like a Kobo. So there is no need for Kabbalah Seder. So there is no requirement of Rishonim. There is no requirement of Rishonim. That's what he says in the Rambam. But according to Jay, he said, so the only reason is why he gets without his man is kosher. And if he has a word man, even though it's not a detailed man, just to which year it is, and who is in which meeting it is, so it's kosher in the Rabbanon. So it's because of our Jinnu Rabbanon in Gush. Then, so that's one situation where the Aloha of Avkinu Adon Yishmi applies, even though it's not mentioned explicitly in the Gemara. Then another situation, the Gemara doesn't mention explicitly Avkinu Adon Yishmi, but some of the Shem said, is the Rambam in Gei Hazir. The Rambam in Gei Hazir, now the Aloha, if the Baal always gets in the Daladamas of the shore, so the issue is with the Rashi. So the Ramban asks, how is she with the Rashi? After all, the Torah says, it's not from the other. But Chotzer is the Tamiyad is Haboye. But Daladamas, that's not a Chotzer. So, many Rishim say, give me very simple terms, that here, the Chachomim can apply the Tchiyah of Hetkabez Nehetkiyah. Now, the Chachomim normally sakein, the Daladamas of every person, even though he doesn't, you know, really own it, it's not his property, but the Daladamas of every person is considered like his reshus because of Hetkabez Nehetkiyah. So, the male in the eyes is the reshus, insofar as declaring the Daladamas as his chotzer. But the Ramban says something, Ramban says, it's on the basis of Avkinu Rabbonon. It's on the basis of Avkinu Rabbonon in Gushmi. So there are two more situations where the Gemara doesn't say explicitly that it's on the basis of Avkinu Rabbonon in Gushmi, but some of the Shemin say it's on the basis of Avkinu Rabbonon. One situation is the case of a get without a detailed man, so the case of the Sanhedrin says it's on the basis of Avkinu Rabbonon. And the other situation, according to the Ramban, but not according to the other Rishonim, of the get that is being thrown in the Daladamas of the Ishok, so it's on the basis of Avkinu Rabbonon. And the basis of Avkinu Rabbonon. Now, then there is a case. There is a case. Now, Rashi Shita in Perek HaZeirik is that an Isha can be Nisgareshes through Agit. In other words, the Gemara in Gittin in connection with the Shridnera in Perek HaZeirik that a certain person Zion and Grace. So, Ha'ush Shrivnera, the Kosak Lovita in Bise, by the Tanya Gimala Shabtu, there was a Shrivnera, one who was on the verge of death, and it was Erev Shabbat, and he wanted, you know, to absolve his wife from the problem of being Skuka Lechbitze. So Erev Shabbat, it was already close to Shabbat, so he had it yet written. But there was no opportunity to have it delivered to her before Shabbos, and it became Shabbos, the sunset. Mm-hmm. And with Rabbona and Chosea, you know, to be Nigarish is his state. So How is it that the person who gives a piece of Arachan with my Shabbat, so he's people in this fellow, Binochal, next morning, Shabbos morning, talk of Realmen, and it appeared that he's dying. So, also in Tamil Hove, what should be done? Amalu, Zilo Amrele, Likne Leila, who duchte, Yosef, the Kite, the Tezelia, the Techa, the Tiftach, the Kalzibe. In other words, the get was but in a certain way. They belong to the Baal. In a certain place, they belong to the Baal. So, Rabbi advised that the Baal should be told that he should be Machne, that's when the Baal had been, where the get was Munach to the Isha, didn't know normally I'm even a king and he's also in the Abbot, but he's hardship situation, so we are not here in Kenya. We are not here in Kenya. So Mele, so he should be Makne, he should be Makne the room where the get was Munach to his wife, but she has to be Kenya. So she can be Kenya, because Moab went on Korat, he's a Kenya Hazoke. So Mele, he should give her the key to the room, and then the wife will close the room. So that will be a Kinyan Chazokeh, so we will change the room, so Miller shall be with the Rashi hold. So Rashi explains it on the basis of our thesis, and the other Rishayim Achilik and Rashi. How is Shaykh and Nishik Shiva with the Rashi on the basis of our thesis? Here there is Aloche, the Yosan the Yodo, even Kligitach Mal Gabi Karke is no good. Allah has come on the Hamo, Agir, so many Rishayim say that that even by Nechire, Aget is only in the Rabbonon, I mean, and assuming that's in the Raise, but Ki and Yad is certainly in the Raise. Still, the Baal puts down the get on the floor, and he tells his wife to pick it up, and she picks it.
I'm
אלא כשמחפה הוא אומר שאני גדי, אבל הוא חדיגי מחפה, הוא נתן אותו, so he gives the very reasonable tenets, very simple tenets. So what kind of a takoli is there if he'll protect her in the country? He'll help her out, kedim. It's not that he'll protect her, shalei kedim. He'll protect her, kedim. The Gemara says, "Zeh Roshem Yechavu Asachayisei," in connection with the get that has no Uzman. So, why would the Chachamim say that the get that has no Uzman is possible? Because if the get that has no Uzman would be kosher, so many times if the husband is married to Basachayisei, to whom he is devoted, so then she'll commit adultery. So, and he will try to protect her. So, after the lady come and testify that she was Mizane, or if he hears that Edim expect to come to Bezdin to testify that he saw that she was Mizane, so he'll give her a get after the adultery, after his news, many days later, and he won't put in any Zman. And then when they didn't come to Bezdin, then so she'll produce the shtar that was given to her after this news, but she'll say she got it a month ago, she got it half a year ago. So then it will be shalei kedim. So there the Chacham took measures to prevent. Mashinkin here, if a woman will be mizana and he'll give her a get, and he'll appoint, he won't give her a get, he'll execute a get, and he'll appoint a shliach, and then in the absence of the shliach, in the mevate, in the presence of Bezdin, so then it will be bitle in the butle contraction from there, and would say, I cannot do Mishnei, that retroactively she was never married, so to be convenient, so there is nothing wrong in that kind of him. That's what it is. They may really question in Lohan, so it's Chapel, it's like Dinn. Avrochen Dinn, Chapel, not the Roktuor. Vei, Dikshar, Avon, Ishmuel. Deichem, Chai, Bino, Leil, Om, Nisi, Ishi, 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 Zim, So, Vasro, Esofi, Ki, Yishem, O, Yishlach, O, Get, Vivat, Lenu. Vei, Dikhim, Mamzir, Mito, So, Avon, Ishmuel, Esk, Sikashe, How can we ever meet out, Nisi, to the Ishi, 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 Zim, So? Because maybe, years later, the husband will give her one executive get, and will appoint the shliach, and then will be rather the shliach shalei b'knei shliach. So then it will be determined retroactively that she was never married, so she was not hired as nisa. So it's a soy sofik. So at the time of the asoy, it's a sofik. Maybe she will not. It will turn out that she didn't become a fearless Muslim. They chim mamzer mitoya. They have a time the high governor we had a social. The aslinen was a woman. The lady in the garden is she say, Uch she she can get in the battle. They do it in a cascosa shash in the show. As far as the cash of a social is concerned, so it's no cash on the time says. Because we go to the road, so it's not in the social. It's something that is unusual. I mean, this whole thing. I mean, if you get from the point of shliach and then the battle from the shliach and so on. So we don't have to be chayshish. So mainly it's not a sozot. And as far as the kashe of yichil mamzir mitoeh, so according to the leaves, no kashe because it will be kedim. What's wrong with being mitoeh mamzir? On the contrary, it will do a good thing. But Chavnetam didn't like the misguide. So he says, "Umashi hiksho, what the biest in King Yechaper Basachis Rav Nishmueles, in King Yechaper Basachis, Yechil Mamzir Litoya, Yadion Shalikach Mishraven, Yemakimon Kdush Minei, Vilkakone Oso Chachonim, Vilnoy Litakoe, Shem Tirkach, Yiu Pneis Yisroel, Putzis Barais, Avon Bolon, Shalom Mishraven Lekach, So in other words, so he says, Ramatam is Chilikanem. The Rishit is that it's no kashim. Yichavah Basachim say, and he'll be Mitaya Mamzerim, because it will be Gidim. Some contrary, it will be a good thing, I mean, to prevent Mamzerim from Yisrael. Abraham said, Abraham says he won't be able to have a say, and he won't be able to retire from Zerim. Why? Because the Chachamim are only Matir Kedushin when the person was Mevatel Shalei B'nei HaShaliach sincerely. But in a case where the husband deliberately, and sagaciously, so he executes a get, and then he's mivatel. Just 1 second, he's mivatel the shlicha shalivik nishaliyach. In such a case, the chachamim are not bakedim. So we have a machlekes between the li and rabbetam. If Baal will do it deliberately in order to manipulate a Akkoz Dushin, so according to the Rii, it'll still be Akkino Abon Dushmine. According to the Tam, it will not be Akkino Dushmine. There is a Chuve in the Sefer of the Prashana Rav. He was born of the Dilei Ador 100 years ago in Poland, Shvatron. So there is a tshuva. He was a big maker. So there is a tshuva in Shvatrana Rosh Sefer. There was a maise that a woman, a married woman, so Aiden testified. I think that's the story. So Aiden testified that the husband died. Then and testified, and then Pesdin gave her a heter to get married. She got married, and she had children through the second marriage. Then years later, the husband showed up. In other words, it's not that they testified falsely, deliberately. They just made a mistake. You see, they accused one man for another man, and they testified. So then the question was of Mamzeres, a hardship situation. So the Parshan Rov was asked, he was known as being a kill. Maybe there is an Eitze. So the Parshan Rov, sure enough, he found an Eitze, but he didn't want to pass from the Maise. Because in that particular case, it could not have gone anyway, it could not do it anyway. I don't remember the details of the shire. So, but he said lehaloche. He thinks that in general there is an eitzim. In other words, where a woman innocently gets married, as in that case, because there was agoras eidim, and what she had done. She was completely faultless, she was an innocent moor. And they even testified in Besdin that they saw that her husband died, and then she got married, and then she had children to the second marriage, and then the husband showed up. As a matter of fact, something like this almost happened to the mother of the Chacham Tzvi years ago. The mother of the Chacham Tzvi, something like this almost happened. So the mother of the Chacham Tzvi was married, and then it was in Tach and Tat, when Khrunetsky, perpetrated that terrible pogrom, in Ukraine, against the Jews. So Aiden came and he testified before the Shah. He was the Reish Bezdin Dome, and they saw Jews, who are also potential victims of the Rotschim, of Khmelnytsky's, Mishorsim. So they saw how Khmelnytsky's Mishorsim, how they killed the husband of that woman, and the girl. And the Shach was the Kabbalah, and then he gave her a heta to get married. She didn't want to get married, so the Shach advised her to get married. Why should she remain in Agune? There was a couple of sailors. But she refused, in spite of the fact the Shah urged her to get married. So she refused to get married. She hoped, maybe, her husband will show up. So she waited years and years, you know, it wasn't like today, you know. So she waited years and years, and she was an Agune, and she didn't remarry. Then one day the husband showed up. So of course, so then she joined her, and then she had a child, and that child was the Chacham Tzvi. Their child was Chacham Tzvi. So Yaakov Emden, Chacham Tzvi's son, in his autobiography, writes that story. And in the modern literature, so Jacques Rousseau is mentioned as the first one to write an autobiography. But in Chilas Kleidon, of the autobiography that was written by Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Megillah Sefer, that was written about 30 or 40 years before Jacques Rousseau wrote his autobiography. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Megillah Sefer, writes the story. So something like this almost happened to the mother of the Chacham Tzvi. But it didn't happen. Anyway, so then when he showed up, so the Shach called the mother of Chacham Tzvi and he thanked her, and he had tears in his eyes. He thanked her for not listening to his psak. because of that, so he blessed her that she should have a son. Rabbi Yaakov Emden mentioned the story. She should have a son who will shed light to the whole world, And then she gave birth to the Chacham Tzvi. That's the story. Anyway, so here it almost happened. But in the Chubis of the Hoshana Hall, it happened, not it almost happened. So he mentioned that possible remedy. But how? So what did he advise? So he advised like this. He didn't do it for myself because myself could not be done in that particular case. But the Roshana Rok says that in the future, if all the building will be masking to this, so then he thinks there is a basis to be in such a situation where the woman was completely innocent, where everybody is innocent. When there was a veil, I'm going to say this, and the Eidim were also innocent. What should we do? They're only human. They made a mistake. So then, to give that the husband, when he comes back, should be advised to give a get, and because the other case could not be manipulated. You couldn't advise to give a get a tie and then to manipulate that the tie should be this kind of anus. I mean, that's an impossibility that you couldn't do. So we advise this, that the husband should execute a get and appoint the shliach and not be in the battle show in the absence of the shliach. Because we don't pass like a human male, we pass like Rebbe, but he should be mivatil b'fnei echot. He should be mivatil b'fnei echot, not b'fnei shnai. So then there is a sheet of thesis that even according to Rebbe, so it's bitlein mivutul, not midaraise, but midarabonon, because of Avkinu. So Mimele to be determined retroactively that she was never married, she was a Pnuye. So Mimele when she remarried, she was not an Ishishis. So Mimele the children that she had from the second marriage will be determined retroactively not to be Mamzer. But how can you do that? I mean, after all, the Roshana Rabbi was a big Mekil, but he's a Boki. In Shasin, and he knows the tasteless, so he knew them by pay. But Rabbi Tam says it's told in the Machlekes between the Ri and Rabbi Tam. the Ri is the kashe. I mean, the Rashbam is the kashe. The Chil Mamzer Mitoyer. So the Ri says, Marash, Chil Mamzer Mitoyer, it's good. It will be nita that way. That will be kidding. It's only we have to worry about Mamzer being nita shaloi kidding. But it's kidding, so what's wrong with that? So it's a good thing. So, but Rametam says that when is a trapping abon dishnei, when the husband was mivatil the shliches sincerely, not deliberately in order to manipulate Yafka's dushin, but if the husband is mivatil the dushin, I'm not revolution, if the, our husband is mivatil the shliches of the shliach deliberately, then the chachonim in such a case were not after the dushin, so maybe it will be told in the machlekes between the Ri and Rabbetam. So the Shanarov said that is a business one in a speech for this. No Rishnah. What he said, that Rabbetam only says it in case where the people do not have clean hands. In other words, a woman was Mizane, so she's a Kotze, she was Mizane. But the husband will execute yet. And then he will appoint the shliach, and then he'll be mivatel the shliach, the shliches. He shall be b'fnei shliach or b'fnei dechot, whatever. So some male in such case who does it deliberately in order to protect the woman, you know, or to prevent mamzeres that a result of Haveres and Pritzes. So in such case, the Chachamim are not Matkia. But Chavetam will be made it, that if the husband will do it deliberately in order to prevent Mamzeres that will innocently come to the world. I mean, every Mamzer is innocent, but it's not, it's only innocent as far as the Mamzer is concerned. But the parents of the Mamzer are not innocent, but in this case, even the parents of the Mamzer are innocent, so then Rabbi Tam will agree with them. I mean, it makes sense, but it's such a slight creation. No Rish mentioned it. All of Shem mentioned that there is a machleket between Ri and Rabbi Tam, but this, the Brzhanarov mentioned it. And in that particular case, so it wasn't possible to do it. So maybe it wasn't relevant to myself because it wasn't possible to do that thing. And he says that in the future, the daily will be masking. So in the case where everybody is innocent, of course the mamzer is always innocent, but I mean even when the parents are innocent, so then he thinks there is a basis to it. Now, of course, I mean, but John Rob was good ladon. But this chidesh, this eitzeh, it would be wonderful and it could be done, but it involves so many shines. First of all, the whole chidesh by the Brzhan Rob, that Rabbi Tam only says that Yadino shall cut his hamlaki and dushmane, the Takonos Chachomim blue Takole, the Tramitam only says it when people are not innocent, but when everybody is innocent, then Rabbi Tam will say, it's a bit foolish. All right, you should mention it, all right. Yes, what is it? What is that? Of course, that goes without saying the Kabbalah. Oh, but sounds bad. But a shopping key, you can be matter in Mamzer to be Bobby Cole on the basis of shopping. I mean, you cannot be man. Even though Midraise, so shopping Mamzer is not a Bobby Cole, so the Brzhan Rov himself, he says that this halacha, that Midraise, so first of all, Midrabonon is shopping Mamzer is also a Bobby Cole. So how can you be matter? Rabonon is not Hefker either, you know. So how can you be mad here him because according to the Ri it's alright, but according to the Rambam it's not alright? And are we to be machria between the Ri and Rambam? And there are many Rishenim who agree with Rambam. There are Rishenim who agree with the Ri, and there are Rishenim who agree with Rambam. That's one thing. Secondly, Secondly, the Prajana Rav himself says that, and that there is a machlekes achrayim. I don't want to discuss that question. She mentions a raya from Itashbats that the aloche that Liyovi Mamza Vitala Dishem Mamza Vadai Hudu Liyovi Avot Mamza Sofik Yove, so only applies to a Sofik in Itzias, but not to a Sofik in Itzias. As a matter of fact, there is a machlekes on that. I think that from the Shekhar Abigdeyach, in the Chules, it appears that the halacha of that Mamza Vadehud Yobe or Mamza Sofik Yobe applies not only to a Mamza Sofik in Itzias, let's say like Shtuke Asufe, but even to a mamzer that is a sofik nedin, like here, sofik nedin, whether the din is like the ri or the din is like hamletam, and then what's the use? I mean, that's not even relevant this discussion, because assuming that it applies even to a mamzer sofik in din, but in the rabbanon, a mamzer sofik is also what we call like shtuke asufe. So certainly this kind of mamzer sofik is also what we call, so that wouldn't be a reason to be mad. But the whole chiddush, the tipper of Talmud agree is a big chiddush. All right, that's one thing. Then, here, as I mentioned before, after all, the Gemara only says, that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel is a kinah of Rav Shimon, but we pass like chiddush. But she is a rishonim that in the case of bitul b'tneachot, or even bitul b'tnishnayim, b'zeh shaloi b'tnizeh, where it is, and the eides to make two bitulim, and one bitul in the presence of one idachot, and then another bitul in the presence of another idachot. So then, it's also the bitul is effective because of a tima gondishmei. But the other shem will say in the case of bitul b'tneachot or zeh shaloi b'tnizeh, the Ramban before. So then, the bitul is no bitul midraise. If the bitul is no bitul midraise, so then there is no a tima gondishmei, and then there is a loshin tesis. The first, at the beginning of a shaleach, that where it's bitul b'tneachot, then it is also no bitul, but not on the basis of Afkin Avon Dishmei, but on the basis of Korev with Dovah Shebe'ar and Dvorim Shebe'lev, because it's Korev to Dvorim Shebe'lev. So mainly it's not on the basis of Afkin Avon Dishmei. So you don't even have. So you have to mitzari several sfeikes. First of all, maybe the spoil of Roshana Rov is correct. The Tramatam would be masking in the case where everybody is innocent. The Tramatam only says Chachom not Matkir Dilution in the case where the parties who are the cause of the Mamzeres are not interested, are not sincere, are not innocent. They are poaching. So, but in the case where everybody is innocent, so then Rav Natan would agree with them. Maybe it is like that, maybe it isn't like that. And then maybe the Aloch is like the Ramban and the Mitzvah, that people with Neachot, so then the people is no people with Raise. So it's not because of Afkin or Dishmei. And maybe the Aloch is like the Roshan and Tesves at the beginning of Ashaleach, that the bitul midraise is a bitul b'tneachot, but midrabonon it's not a bitul, but on the basis of Dvorim Shebe'lev, not on the basis of Afkin Hadash Bnei. So it's not from Afreya. So because of Yeshkiya b'chachom lachadom nafei, as they said. So you have to be sorry, kamo v'kamo stages, how can you be mafia a mamzer on the basis of kamo v'kamo stages? So it's a difficult effort. And the Prajana Rav himself did not pass, but there is one Rav who passed about 30 years ago, that's what the Bagi Yehu said, the former Rav Roshi of the Sfad, he was matir on the basis of that age. But that's a difficult, it's a difficult solution. Anyway, I discuss that. The reason as to why I discuss that, I'll tell you why I discuss it. Why should I get off the table to discuss so many things? Because unfortunately, today, you know, everybody talks, criticizes Rabbanim there in Israel, the Rabbanim doing this and don't do that. I mean, why don't the Rabbanim protect all the mamzerim at all, the tzak, I mean, that you can do it, I mean, you can solve all problems. With one stroke, you can solve all problems. In other words, prize giving and the pointing of the shliach and the mivatla and all kinds of things. And the Rabbanim are not interested. Only, you know, the ultra, 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 ultra modern rabbis, they are interested, you know, in the lot of the unfortunate women, the Agune, and in the lot of the unfortunate children, the Mamzeri. But the daily soil, they're not interested. So, and they will sometimes, an ultra, ultra modern rabbi will mention this of Boston. So I wanted to point out that this solution is a very difficult solution. Is a very difficult solution. I'm not criticizing Chassid Shalom and Bagi Yosef. He has a right to pass him, but it's a very difficult solution. I don't see that it is based upon it, because we have to resort to many, many stages. And then there's something else. Or this is what I want to discuss. The pshat in this Gemara of Hakim Rabban Yishmael. So, the old Rishen is the Kash. Myself, just at the beginning of the summer, had a similar problem in Chicago. A similar problem in Chicago of a certain woman whose father was a cantor in a conservative temple in Chicago years ago. And what did he know? I mean, he didn't know anything to him. I mean, he wasn't able to be mafrim the trails of Rayon. Everybody is a rabbi, so, I mean, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein and Rabbi Stephen Weiss, so, you know the difference. This is a rabbi, this is a rabbi. Maybe Rabbi Stephen Weiss is a more renowned rabbi than Rabbi Moses Feinstein, as far as he's concerned. So his daughter, he was a Jew, you know, who lived through the Holocaust, even though, you know, he was raised in a very Jewish home, but what did you remember, you know? So he arrived here, and he had a good voice. He became a chazan. Where should he become a chazan? In half a synagogue and get $10 a week. So he became a cantor in a very big temple, conservative temple, years ago. And then he married off the daughter. He married off the daughter, and of course, the rabbi, who is a renowned rabbi, he's not living anymore, a very renowned conservative rabbi in Chicago, so he officiated at the wedding, and then half a year later they got divorced, and the father wouldn't think, I mean, that his daughter should not get a Jewish divorce. But what did he know? Jewish divorce. So he was a cantor in a conservative temple, so he advised the daughter is a very fine woman, she wanted to do the best. So she went to the, he's not living anymore either, and I won't mention any names, He was the Reish Bezdin of the conservative Bezdin. He was well known in these days. He was a known Kitab Biker and Hesed. So he was the Reish Bezdin, or the head of the conservative Bezdin. And we had the get executed. And furthermore, who wrote the get? The head of the Bezdin. He had a beautiful handwriting, can be claimed to know Socrates, so he wrote the get. Naturally, that get is not in the Reichsel. The Rambam says, if Yisrael Muna writes the get, so it's like Enochi writing the get. So the get is null and void. He wrote the get. And she received the get. She meant well. And then she remarried. And then when she remarried, so her father, instead of being, the cantor in a big conservative temple, but the trend has been in the last 30 years to become more and more firm. Everybody's becoming more and more firm. So her father also became more and more firm. So instead, by the time his daughter got married the second time, so he was already the cantor, not in a conservative temple, but in a traditional temple. Big traditional temple became more firm. So then the traditional rabbi was also a well-known traditional rabbi. So at the time of the wedding, so he saw the license that she is a divorcee. So he asked for the divorce. So the Kale showed him the tour that was signed by that conservative Bezdin, the Reish Bezdin, who everybody knew in Chicago is Machal Shabbos. So it was driving the car on Shabbos, everybody knew that. There was no doubt about it. So he says, that's fine. Anyway, he married them off. And then she had two boys, wonderful boys, to the second marriage. Now she had a brother who studied in Shizam Shoshanon, I'm not mentioning any names, several years, a wonderful boy, he's a mentor, and now he's a lawyer in Chicago. And then, it's a whole complicated story. Anyway, that boy married a girl, a Balash Chube. So the girl told him that she almost had a problem, because her mother was married once, and then she got divorced, and she had a conservative get, and then she became engaged to another fellow, and then they decided to come to the day of the wedding, and they sent out invitations. So then one of the friends of her father so came to the house, and he says, Mazel Tov, I received the invitation, but do you know, he said to the mother of that girl, he said, do you know that if you ever decide to settle in Israel, then your children will have a problem getting married? Because if you have children, if you get married. So he says, so the Kale, he said, what's wrong? So he said, because you had a get that was executed by conservative rabbinate, and the rabbinate in Israel will never recognize it. And if you have children, so they'll be declared as mamzerim. So they won't even be able to get married. So, do you have plans to settle in Israel? He said, of course, I intend to go to Israel after a few years after the wedding. So he said, so then you have to get another get. So the college, the invitations were sent out already. So the girl started to cry, she's not going to get married. She has to get another get, an Orthodox get. So they canceled the wedding, and then they went to Harav Reitman's brother, Rav Shalem, and he was inside another get, and then they set another date for the wedding, and then she got married. So the fiancé of that boy who studied in Shiva's Al-Fahana for a number of years told the story to her fiancé, you see this. So then the boy came and told the story home. So the sister said, well, something like that happened, but I wasn't so lucky, because I had the get, the conservative get, and then I remarried, and the traditional rabbi officiated a wedding, and he says it's all right, and I have two children. You mean that they'll have a problem? So the Shiloh was submitted to me. So I became involved. I became involved anyway. Anyway, I was with the latest about everything, about wedding. It turned out that the of course, the get that was handled by the head of the conservative bedroom was only put in the rice, it was no get. First of all, it was written by Imer, by Yisrael Momer, and then the Edim were the other two members of the bedroom who were also by the Karan Shabbos. So in the melee, the get was no get in any way. But I arranged, that this woman should get another get from the first husband. And Baruch Hashem, I mean, the husband, the first husband is a very nice fellow. He cooperated. He gave her another get gladly. He gave her another get gladly. He gave her another get. And then I wrote the tshuva, not in respect to her being able to get married. That I wouldn't be matia. I mean, but in respect to the children, that they're not mamzerim, because I found out that all those who were present at the wedding were either craving or mechal shabbos. There wasn't a single person who was not correct. Or I mean, the father of the woman, he was not mechal shabbos. He was a cantor in a conservative temple, but he was not mechal shabbos. But he is a father, he's a correct, he's supposed to ladies anyway. And then the other aid was, the two aiding consisted of the father and the big rabbi himself. So that's what the two aiding. But maybe there were other aiding who were able to observe. So first of all, they showed me pictures of the wedding. The Chosn and the Kale and all the parents were giants, I mean, and the Chosn and the Kale were standing with their back towards the audience, so they couldn't even, they were flanked, you know, by the members of the family. They were all very, very tall. I mean, I saw it on the pictures, so they couldn't have seen. And even if someone, I thought, maybe in the course of the ceremony, two guests decided to stand up and go up, you know, to the podium, you know, and see the ceremony. But I found out, I was in the Kabbalah, I found out that there were no observing Jews, no Shiva Shabbos in the audience. No Shiva Shabbos. I mean, it was very lucky. I mean, so I was not here, the children, to be what we call, and also the woman, that she should stay married to the second husband. He should not be also on the basis of Kishim Shasol and Baal Kassol. So I had a problem like that, and I had another problem also. So, I mean, you don't know, I mean, the heaven that goes on today. It goes on today. It's something, I mean, such heaven, yes.
I was in the head of the Rosary.
Why
didn't
you say
that?
No, I tried
that. Okay, fine.
What did
she get?
What did she get?
That afterwards.
What did she get? Because the head of the conservative president asked that she needs to get. Because he assumed that the marriage is invalid marriage.
No.
So she needs to get. But the get is, his get is no get, well, that is the
past. You see, I
understand.
Yes, condition.
What?
That's why he said.
Well, the conditions are conditions. So why did you ask him to get a get from New York?
Second get. Because there is a Shita Sarishani. There is a Shita Sarishani that whenever a man lives with a woman as husband and wife, or come along wife, so he say, hey, Nelly Yehud, hey, Nelly Libir. So Mele is encouraged with beer, so Mele she needs to get. Even though most Rashani are chelik on that, but the Shumchina is a shish, so we don't rely on Rav Poskim. That's why I urged him, and I myself, I mean, was very much instrumental, I mean, in prevailing through the help of another horse who knew the husband, so that the husband agreed to give another bit. Yes? So, in respect to the Inshari Shishish, we have to be machmir for the Miut HaPaskim. But in respect to the Yisrael of the Yom HaMams of the Kal Hashem, that so we don't truly rely on Rav Paskim. That's the truth. The truth should appear in the Paras. Not this issue that we have. It should appear. I'm not going to say, I don't know whether it would appear, but it should appear. All right, yes, one second. Listen, I'm not going to discuss my children now. But when it appears, if you are interested, you look it up. Okay, now. Oi. Oi, it's already over to all. So, I have to stop now. Okay.
What is it?
So what do you want me to give Ashka Fisher now?
A few minutes.
Listen, I'm stopping now not because I don't want to proceed with the remark, but I feel that you have other classes, so you want me to continue? I'll continue. Like Ashkofish, you're not here. But I was told that I have to finish at 12:45. I was told so. Listen, I only know what I'm talking. You're only in minority.
Zain Ninksuvos by the Rosh Hashiva continued in Yeshiva University, Chav Zain El Hitov Shem Mem Vav, October 1st, 1986, on Wednesday continued.
That the get should be how she in the first hour. How is she in the first hour? And I say, the get is not how so she is in the Shish. So Mele, so when she gets married, she's when she gets married, the answer is, in such a case, so here it's not a persecution at the very outset, at the time of the Yishuv, but it's a persecution in Afreya years later, retroactive. Then we have another case in the morning, but The other case is one meeting is not the common heaven. This case of the get out now, you got times and sign the emails. So it is according to everybody, according to the first Russian in the north. But all the Bishani appeared fast can accept one mission in the near nations. Fast like the first Russian. So the first Russian holds that in time is beginning, even though the right say yes time is beginning, but the Chachamim, the Sakhir, that in time is beginning.